Welcome to the Three Fat Truckers, episode 110. That's right, 110 episodes. You've been letting these guys offend you. This will be released July 27th. Please send your thoughts to Bill. He'd like to hear those.
No, Dave. Send them to Dave.
He would absolutely like to hear them. Bill would love to read your thoughts. 3ftpodcast.org. 3ftpodcast.org. You can find us on all the socials. We're commonly found on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Please like us and share us. My name is Malia, and I'm the girl here to introduce the guys you've all been waiting for. Here's the Three Fat Truckers. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Yeah, email the show at 3ftpodcast.org. Hit us up on the socials. We're streaming live on Facebook. Tune in and comment. We will be doing our best to respond in real time to those comments.
Glad to have Richie back.
Yeah. Is he back?
I'm sure he'll be on here.
Say hi to the kids, Dave.
I ain't playing with no damn kids today. They've been beating on my door and running in my yard all day. Them kids got to go.
Well, they ain't going nowhere, so shit out of luck.
How you guys doing today? Welcome back to the hot and sweaty ass. If you'd have been on here 10 minutes ago, you got to see us all shirtless, but...
No, not all of us.
Yeah, Bill wouldn't take his off.
Just the two go-getters.
Steve still has to say hi to everybody. Go ahead, say hi, Steve.
I'll get it in there. Dave's railroading me out there.
I'm trying to help.
And I'm Steve. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next week. Wait. Enjoy the show.
I'm guilty of it, too. You get into talking about something stupid, and then you just forget where the hell you're at, I guess.
So how was everybody?
You're in your basement.
Did we have a good week this week besides the heat?
Yeah, I went to Mackinac.
Mackinac? Was it cooler up there than down in Fort Wayne?
The weather's much nicer.
Is it?
It's easier to breathe up there, too.
Well, it's all the fudge.
No, it's all the trees.
I'm going to say it's all the pine trees, isn't it?
It's all the trees.
No, when you go to Mackinac Island, that was the big thing they sell up there is fudge.
Well, they do, but I didn't go to Mackinac Island.
She didn't
go
to the island. She just went
across
the bridge.
The bridge.
They probably have weed-infused fudge by now.
Probably. It's Michigan.
Oh.
You know, honestly, I don't think I've seen one of those type of stores.
I think you can only get the weed on this side of the river. You cross over the river, you can't
Well,
get
the Mackinac still
the bridge
more
says no weed, north side.
No.
Mackinac's still more of the touristy trap kind of deal for people on vacation to come up and see everything. So I wouldn't think they'd introduce the weed too much up there.
I don't know. They would sell it, I'm sure. Tourists.
Just like over in Ohio, the old train station in Antwerp now is a pot dispensary.
You know, I'd like to know why Dave knows where all the pot shops are at.
And the
because they're all the
he's awfully high and mighty about it, though.
Is it the cookies?
No, it's the business right next to it. Used to be the Dairy Queen, and it's closed. And I'm thinking about opening it, but I'm only going to be open the hours they're open.
We can sell hot dogs.
I'll sell hot dogs, nachos, tacos, whatever they want.
I would love to run a dispensary. I would retire and run a dispensary the rest of my life as soon as they make it legal here.
Well,
which,
you can either have to go to
Michigan
or Ohio.
I don't know. The taxes, there's lots of taxes on that type of stuff. So
it won't stop them, though. It won't stop people. If it's a few dollars more, but you ain't got to drive all the way to Michigan, I think people would.
It was the same way when you couldn't buy alcohol when you're 18 going to Ohio when we was kids.
Yeah. You know? But I bet a lot fewer people are going to Ohio and Michigan to get their booze now that Indiana got rid of those.
Finally,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I used to go to Ohio on weekends.
Down here where I'm at, there was dry. Well, there still is dry counties, but a couple counties have changed. And the people that own the liquor stores that are on the county line, they're all selling them now because they ain't making no money.
Mm. Remember when you crossed over into Michigan there on 13? As soon as you went across the line or on the Indiana side, they had the big cheapest tobacco you could get. Because everybody in Michigan
fireworks. And you can get rid of
you know, as you guys say that, isn't it kind of funny? Like Michigan came here for cigarettes. Indiana goes there for, you know, liquor, alcohol.
And we used to go to Ohio to get our fireworks.
I can remember everybody before... Both states had Powerball and...
Oh, lottery?
What's the other one? Powerball.
Mega.
There would be lined up at the state line at people selling lottery tickets for the one that they didn't get in their state. I mean... That's when the pots crazy. Got real big.
I don't know. I can just see Michigan and Indiana trading cigarettes for beer. Be like, I got your beer. You got my Marlboros.
You
like,
still 10-cent deposit on bottles up there. So
ours don't, do they, Dave? Nope. I know here. My family gets mad at Indiana. Me. They don't ever want me bringing any pop from here because they can't take it back to the store.
Well, they can, but
it spits now it back.
Yeah, the machines are screen it now, and they kick them back.
They spit
back
it
in
back.
The day, we used to take all our bottles.
Leah, well, you are not allowed to bring pop. You can bring paper products, meat.
Yeah, that was the fun part.
My sister, she doesn't invite me so much anymore. But when I get invited to her house, they pick through the trash
because I doesn't invite you.
You know, she loves me so much
because you order fucking dessert all the time.
Yeah, she didn't really care for that. I bring dessert and she didn't care for that. Yeah, well, your brownie stuff.
The picture the other day, Dave puts, or was this morning, look, we didn't order dessert first.
Well, I didn't see it until we already ordered, and I'm like, shit, we should have ordered dessert.
I wasn't there yet.
Yeah, then she snuck. She goes, I'm on my way back. She goes, I'm on my way back. So in my mind, I'm going, okay, she left Mackinac. I'll be back this afternoon. 10 minutes later, she's rubbing my back. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? And she snuck in on me.
I said I was back yesterday. I was on my way. He said, well, I thought you were on your way back from Mackinac. I said, no, I got in last night.
As usual, I don't listen to the girl.
You don't listen to nobody. What do you mean?
Yeah.
So where'd you boys go this week?
Oh, God.
Bill?
All right. Let's see. Where did I go, Dave?
I think you got in your truck. I think you started it and went down the road.
Well, he was going to go to Mississippi and didn't. And then he had to go. Oh, he went to Detroit. Then he come back from Detroit, switched trailers. And then because you took a trailer you wasn't supposed to take up or to tarp. And then you come back and delivered. You went down to Alabama
what
and brought two back.
What the fuck are you talking
about? He looks like he doesn't know what you're talking about.
And then he comes
back. He's pulling this story out of his ass.
You didn't go up to Sturgis Heights and then go down to Alabama and bring boxes back this week?
Ooh.
You did.
The boxes were last week.
No, it was this week.
Was it this week? Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Not Sturgis. No, okay, now I remember. It was Sterling Heights.
Okay.
I went up to Sterling Heights.
The guy with the ventriloquist. I am not the dummy.
He's the dummy.
Where's the camera? That's why I want to know.
Sterling Heights, come back.
Oh, he's moving.
And then I went down to Alabama to get the those boxes, brought them back, and then I went to Tarboro, North Carolina, and made that a one-day trip.
He was roll-off bitch all week.
No, Tarboro is a van trailer.
Do I get to call you that,
though? Oh, that's right. You did go to Tarboro. That's right.
Yeah, that was the last thing I did.
Do you guys like my new camera?
Is that the one that you have in Bill's truck, keeping an eye on him, and you know his schedule better than he does?
It stays with me, no matter where I move to.
Oh, that would be.
You'll be all set.
That's right, you did.
That's how he sees everything.
That's right.
So how useful is that kind of thing, Dave?
If I got to get up and pee, you can watch me.
Oh. Well,
Evans is a reverse 180.
All right, come on. Let's see. Does it work? Let's go.
No, you have to pee. If you'd have been here earlier and
We had our shirts earlier. Off and everything.
We're here now. It's live now, 7 p.m. Okay. What the heck?
Let's go. We already got one
Bill's
penalty from TikTok. We're going to get one from Facebook now for nudity.
Because I did a volume joke for
Bill is like, you're going to get us kicked off.
Hey, that reminds me, this Facebook thing. I was thinking... Uh-oh. Because these videos do not stay on Facebook. Facebook deletes our videos after a certain amount of time. Wouldn't it be a better idea? And I'd like to hear everybody's opinion on Facebook, if we had anybody. I would rather live stream to YouTube and then just link it to Facebook and then get everybody to go over to
Why don't we do that then?
Yeah, I mean, because that way it just stays up there.
Yeah, it'll never go away.
I don't know. Richie might not follow us over to YouTube.
Well, he's not even on here yet. I can't believe it.
Well, he can still follow us on Facebook. It just it goes through YouTube first and then Facebook second instead of the other way. I understand what you're saying, Bill. Yeah. I don't think it'd be
a good idea. If you're listening to this after the fact, let me know what you think. Show at 3ftpodcast.org, or let me know on Facebook or something like that.
Yeah.
Because, well, okay, so number one, it would be, it would stay up forever. Number two, it would be one less thing that I've got to edit, because it would be live streamed and up there. It just, it lightens my load a little bit, and it it doesn't really make sense to put it both here and on YouTube if Facebook's just going to delete it 30 days. And I think it's only 30 days I leave them up, so that kind of sucks, because I know a lot of people that are at least 6 months behind on podcasts.
Well, there's a lot of people on Facebook, so yeah, there's a lot of, that's a big building you got to keep all that stuff in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll be important that we, it'll be important that we are linking the show on Facebook. That way everybody knows to be there. But again, I'm not going to make any big changes like that unless everybody's on board. If there's people that are, I can't imagine
we'll make an executive decision sooner or later.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
So where'd you go, Dave?
I went to my boring.
You, Steve. Like how I just got cut off right there.
Yes,
there
I love him.
Cut him off.
Where'd you go, Davey?
I went to Texas this week. I got my Texas run back.
Did you go by via Oklahoma?
No, I looked at it and I can't justify it. I've tried, but I did watch two videos of guys that went there. It's not completely done yet. And I really, I'm thinking we're going to have to make a road trip there, and we're going to have to do the show from there, because
from the big, what's it
called? The paradise, Trucker Paradise. Yes. Yeah.
I've been following them. I think so.
They've been hitting you pretty hard on the email, haven't they?
Oh, every day.
They should be.
And they text me on our phone number.
I'm going to say hi to Darcy.
Every day.
It's a hotel and everything. You need to say, well, we need four rooms comped.
Well, they have a ton of room right now because nothing's
what? Saying. You guys don't want to share with me?
Get us hooked up. Get us some rooms comped and everything and a couple meals. Well, and we'll
the problem is
oh, we will shill the hell out of this fucking outfit. You give us.
The problem is 3 weeks ago they had all the influencers. Everybody was there. So we'd have
they're not as an influencer as we are.
Well, yeah, there everybody was there, and
so. Our name precedes us.
Yeah,
well, I tried telling you guys we should go to. I wanted to go to that one. I forget where we went though.
No. We're not talking Iowa. We're talking Paradise. We didn't.
I know.
Paradise.
That's what I'm talking about. I wanted to.
Yeah, we need to get down there. We will. I don't think.
Because I said hi to Darcy just a minute ago. It was like, hi, Darcy.
Yep.
She grabbed my butt, my booty.
So what you got beside you there, Dave?
Well, I got me some of the 3 Fat Trucker barbecue sauce. And I heard that we're coming out with a 3 Fat Trucker rub, which is right now out on the smoker, because I was rubbing butts today.
I was going to say 3 Fat Truckers rubbing.
Some ribs
rubbing.
And had some sauce.
I was rubbing butts today, and I have 5 butts on the smoker right now that's getting ready to do a nice, slow, probably 16-hour cook. And then I hear that you may have stumbled into trying this for the first time this week, and I would like your reaction.
Oh, no, it's not my first time trying it, but I did gobble quite a bit down earlier with some ribs that I did today. And delicious.
So you had Dave's sauce before? I just want to clear it up for everyone listening.
When he gave me a bottle, I opened it up and tried it the first time. Before the labels got on them.
It's hard to know Dave for too long without getting some of his sauce on you.
And Bill's going like this.
I know.
For those of you that see, I was rubbing my nose.
And here, hopefully, by the end of the month, we will have some 3 Fat Trucker barbecue rub that you can go with it. And like I said, we're doing.
We keep hearing about your rub, but we.
Well,
we,
the problem is I'm dealing with a St. Louis
next
company.
Next weekend, he's going to rub me down a little bit. He's supposed to get me hooked up.
Hey, next weekend, what's going on next weekend?
Oh, that's what I was going to say, Dave. Next weekend, we're going to be at the International Harvester Homecoming. I'm not sure. Is it the 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 10th?
It's Friday, Saturday is what I heard. At the Harvester plant that they built trucks and scouts at? Is that where they're doing
Indiana.
Wow.
Steve, are you coming up?
I am.
And
we're going to get some drone footage of everything outside in the building on top and around.
I think we're going to do like we did
a live show from there.
Yeah, we're going to film there and stream it later on that
Whoever's
night.
Whoever's silly enough to sit down with us and talk, you know.
Yeah, if you stop by, you can be on camera with us.
We had a couple people that were really long-winded up there at Goshen.
I don't know. I liked the little
you for an hour and a half.
I liked the little 12-year-old. He was pretty cool.
Oh, he was awesome. Dave, he was funny. Your
little boy. Yeah. He was funny. That was a good show. That one's always good.
Yeah, that had a good time.
I like that show, guys. And by the way, we did the Kosciuszko County. That's another one. It's fun. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe how much fun it was. So we're going to step up that one next year, too. So
going to do some cooking.
That's right. We're gonna serve you guys next year. So something we're getting ready to do. Bill's going to keep us live and on par of talking. And Malia and Steve and Dave is going to be slinging hash.
Mm-hmm. Is that right. What we're slinging? Hash?
Hey. American, like hashish? Hashish? Hey.
Yeah.
Dave, did you set up your appointment for next weekend?
No, I have not. Oh. I have to call her.
Dave's going to get evacuated next week.
Calling her.
Oh, I didn't know I had the to be the call.
I sent her your number and you her number, and this isn't happening. I'm gonna have to
send it again.
Yeah,
shall I call her live right now?
No, yeah. Gina. Malia, you call her and set it up and tell him what time to be there.
That's probably the easiest. I thought we were going to do it after the show while we were there at Gosh.
No, I think we need you emptied out before you go. So the whole time you're there, you're going.
That way you can talk about it completely accurately.
Or you don't want to sound like an empty pop bottle of beer bottle.
You might find out that that was the reason why you ain't been able to walk right in all these years.
Right.
All
of a
sudden. Well, it can't hurt.
Come out of there, you'd be skinny as a lawyer.
It can't hurt.
Well, we've known you're full of shit for years, so.
Well, that's true. That's true. So.
Well, we got a story here. You want to get to that right quick? Or
I sure will, brother.
He's got it set up for the.
All ready to go. So
here we go.
This is the reason we're doing this story, because me and Bill's run into this the last couple weeks pretty bad, and it's about driving in the rain and what happens when idiots turn on. And we'll save our comments for afterwards.
Troopers investigating cause of double fatality pileup on a 1955 in South Carolina involving 7 commercial vehicles, 9 cars, by Ashley. The South Carolina Highway Patrol SDHP is investigating a multiple fatality pileup that happened in Colleton County late Tuesday afternoon. Troopers say that the pileup began around 4:30 p.m. On July 22, 2025, on southbound interstate at mile marker 41 in Colleton County, South Carolina, the initial collision involved 3 vehicles, including 1 commercial vehicle. A short time later, South Carolina Highway Patrol said that a second collision occurred at the same location that involved 13 vehicles, 6 of those being commercial motor vehicles. 2 people were killed in the crash, and 9 others were hospitalized with various injuries. God. The incident closed southbound Interstate 95 for approximately 11 hours. According to responding agency Colleton County Fire Rescue CCFR, the crash occurred amid a heavy thunderstorm, and motorists reported near zero visibility. CCFR described the harrowing conditions under which first responders rescued drivers involved in the pileup. The accident involved several vehicles that were piled on top of each other. One semi-truck was hauling sheets of plate glass, which was expelled onto the highway. Responders had to work around broken glass, in some areas 2 feet deep. One victim was trapped in a small passenger car under the pile of vehicles. A truck driver, whose cab was completely demolished, was trapped in the remains of his cab, and 2 victims were trapped in a pickup truck that was 10 feet in the air, crashed through the rear of a semi-trailer. A victim of 1 vehicle on the bridge fell off of the bridge into the Combahee River trying to escape his car. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was able to swim to the bank before responders arrived. The crash is under investigation by SCHP.
I apologize for that, folks.
What's wrong with
Dave's blurry?
What was wrong with it?
Looks like we got our drinking goggles on looking at Dave.
Oh, I hate that AI reading.
There he is. He's starting to clear up.
Instead of the host thing.
Well, they pronounce the words a little better than we do. So,
well, still,
are you picking on me because I need your guys' help sometimes?
No, but it's just not it's to my just face. A nice.
Tell you what, just, that is a lot of glass on the highway.
Out oh yeah,
inside
yeah.
trailer,
and it gives the people on the podcast only a good sound to hear from. And if you want to see, there's it's all posted on the website, so you can already the show notes, so you can literally go see.
But yeah, show notes are linked in the show.
I want to know how much they pay for that cedar rocking chair in the back of that.
I was just going to comment on that. Like, I think the real hero here is that rocking chair rocking company.
Still one piece, not broken.
That's but the only thing that ain't dead.
The other part that bothers me is that Load King, and it says Canada, U.S., Mexico.
Hey, Mexico.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Which driver was driving it?
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't go into the detail on that. But.
Is that a truck sticking out of it, like a pickup truck?
Yes, they're stacked almost 5 feet.
They just ran up inside it. Yeah, I just scooped them all up.
Somebody
no
stopped.
One checked their rear view.
It was pouring
Does
rain.
Does anyone look
pouring
in their
rain.
Mirrors? Like, rear mirrors?
No.
Yeah, me and Bill I still was, look in my mirrors. Then.
Me and Bill was doing this. Last week, a couple times, we got caught in some hard rain, and people literally just slow down and turn their four ways on, and you can't see them until you're on them. I mean, literally. If
well,
you're
now, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you seen more cars sliding off here lately when it does rain?
No.
As hot as it's been, and all the oil coming up on the roof.
Strangely, no.
No, I haven't seen nothing from here.
In our area here, we've had quite a few slide offs. I mean, people.
Really?
Well, they're running 70, 80 mile an hour around a curb, and they're just used to flying, and they hit a curb, and whoop, there they go, you know, because it's just greasy.
With all the rain you got, you wouldn't think there would be much buildup on it.
Well, not buildup. It's the heat's bringing the oil up and out of it. It's as hot as it's making it is what it's doing, putting the oil to the top.
Well, tell them to quit that stupid tossing of corn is putting all that humidity in there, just making everything terrible
it's
hot.
It's making hot around our area. I know that.
Well, it's time for a quick break. When we come back, we got some foodie stuff, I guess.
No, we don't.
We don't?
We're fat truckers. Why would we have food?
Oh, look at
I
look
see
at,
foodie oh, corner.
I got
here.
It. You do our break. I got it.
All right. We'll be back in after this.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And we're back. And, I screwed that up a little bit. I guess there's more than Foodie Corner. We got a little bit here.
We got a lot
here.
Of pages in here. I think we got 15 pages of stuff this time.
I don't know, but I'm hungry looking at that steak.
That's a good-looking steak. I ain't gonna lie.
Bacon, baked potato.
I'll make you wait on that. Maybe salivate a little bit. But anyway, we got 3 headlines. 1 true, 2 false, maybe. See how good you guys. You guys did pretty good last time.
Gosh.
So here we go. Number 1, people with swamp crotch keep setting off the TSA alarms. Number 2, man dies after setting new world record after drinking 3 gallons of pickle juice. Number 3, 3 children rescued when a bouncy house goes rogue in a windstorm in Nebraska. They all sound
true,
time, don't they?
Boy, this is a tough
I wouldn't
one.
Do that to you, would I?
I'm going to go with number one because
can I talk you into it?
I'm going to go with the first one because I clean my, we clean lots of restrooms, and by the looks of them, I'm going to go with number one.
Well, why would that set off an alarm, though?
I don't know. The hotness, I guess. I don't know. It's like hot, heated, wet, moisture.
It does get a little warm down there.
What if a woman's just really horny when she gets on?
By the way,
I don't
do these
know.
Stories
that's not
come
what
from
I'm
Florida?
In all restrooms.
Because that would help me.
Why would you think they come from Florida?
It would help
says
me
Nebraska.
Answer them.
It's literally says Nebraska.
Yeah, but they sound like Florida stories.
I don't know.
Don't tell them, Bill.
I'm going to go with number 3, I think, is a true one.
Bouncy house?
Yeah.
I'm going number two. I think the pickles. Because there's somebody was drinking way too much Budweiser.
Nobody picked the same one.
Nope. We're all one, two, and three.
Okay. I got to go to my little page here. It says Steve's headline answers.
Oh, jeez.
Y'all don't get to see. The website, The Vice. This is the answers for episode 110. The answer is people with swamp crotch keep setting off TSA alarm.
No way.
Flying for the first time in 15 years recently shared that both airports she passed through flagged her groin area during the security scan. She had no piercings, no medical devices, and her pockets were empty. The only possible culprit, her sweaty crotch.
Awesome.
She posted about the experience on Reddit and quickly found out she wasn't alone. Other travelers chimed in with similar stories, pointing to what one security officer allegedly called swamp crotch. The term might sound ridiculous, but it lines up with how the scanners work at TSA's millimeter wave technology doesn't just detect metal. It responds to anything that disrupts the signal, including moisture. TSA expert Shauna Malvini-Redden told Reader's Digest that sweat is one of the stranger things that can trigger an alert because of how the waves bounce off the water. That kind of false positive happens more than people realize. Sweat isn't the only thing that might get you stopped at security. Feminine products, snug clothing, or even body shape can trip the scanner. TSA has said their systems are designed to accommodate a range of body types, but the reality is that some people, especially those with fuller figures, get flagged more often. So they're saying the fat people sweat more, Bill.
Is that where air fresheners come from?
I guess me. Yeah. That's me never getting on a plane again.
Sweaty crotches are accidentally setting off the alarms. It's happening a lot. Some countries have decided it's not worth the hassle. France and Germany have moved away from this type of scanner, although because of the high number of false alarms. The U.S. hasn't followed suit. Mm. The woman who shared the story said the agents were polite and professional during the pat-down, so she didn't mind the extra screening, but the whole thing left her... left her confused, especially since it happened twice on one trip. She describes herself as mid-sized, wearing bike shorts and regular underwear. Other Redditors noted that it can feel awkward or invasive to be singled out for something as mundane as sweaty crotch. And while a scanner is supposed to increase safety, travelers are wondering why such a common bodily function can land them in the secondary screening zone. For now, if your thighs are sticking together by the time you reach security, you may want to pack some powder or consider moisture-wicking underwear, Bill. You got the power.
One step ahead of you.
Because apparently sweat alone is enough to raise alarms. So that's that.
I told you my experience cleaning restrooms, and I wasn't specific and said the women's. However, it's the women's that are, you would think men's are dirtier, but they're not. The women's.
You think men's, men's bathroom. Women are nasty. I'm sorry.
Well, their bathroom habits. That's why I picked number one. I was like, those boxes are terrible.
Oh
yeah.
So Malia got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Although that's the terrible pickle juice one, I could believe that one too, Dave. I mean,
well, that's why I was asking if it come out of Florida, because that sounds exactly like one of our Florida stories.
Before I picked one about swamp Florida crotch, people. There was other stories that I almost used, but they were out of Miami. So yeah.
Oh, where are they?
Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, that's pretty gross, actually.
So we're going to start a new segment
It's probably because they wear too many of them spandex pants. I bet if you look at the women getting stopped, they have them pants on.
There's a lot of friction going on there.
It's gross. Is that also why the seagulls are following them?
I was waiting for Bill to go right to it. Damn, Shaniqua.
Too many girl. Those spandex pants.
They don't breathe very well, do they?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't wear them often, so it's like. But I think women wear them too much, and they don't. Yeah, it's just. I'm gonna
too much.
My mouth shut.
I think they wear them all the time.
They just wear them too much. When I'm out in public, sometimes it's just like, you know, why? But you know,
make it stop.
I know you can't use, and then you can't stop looking. You're like. Stop looking, please.
And then
stop
when they try pulling them down, you always hear that.
I don't.
Okay, moving on, Dave. Moving on.
Dave's all God.
Dave said something the other day. He goes, "We're fat truckers. We need to start covering more food."
That's right.
Yeah. And I he came out of nowhere with that too.
I said, "Okay." I said, "Let's start a foodie corner."
Yes.
So we're gonna do a foodie corner.
Oh my goodness! You come right off the back of his comment and going right into food corner.
That's right.
This is going to be a new place to cover our favorite foods, recipes, best places to stop on the road, and any new places we discover during the week. There's food challenges everywhere, and we've went over some before, but we'll start highlighting a few of them and tell you where they're at so you guys can see if you can slip in there and try and do the challenge.
It's hard today because the normal truck driver today has fast foods that all the truck stops, and
these are going to be the ones that are
old school, off the beaten path usually.
So
Bill was looking for one yesterday. He had a 53 foot on. He goes, "Man, I can't believe I got a big trailer on there. No place in South Carolina and North Carolina to eat."
Well, this one here, everybody knows. That's why I figured we'll cover it first. Let's get right into it. We all know there's many places that have food challenges. The first one that comes to mind, I'm sure everyone has heard of, is the 72-ounce steak challenge, hosted by the Big Texan Steak Ranch in Amarillo, Texas. This involves eating a 72-ounce steak, which is 4.5 pounds, or 9 8-ounce steaks, along with a shrimp cocktail, baked potato, salad, and a dinner roll within 1 hour allotted. Successful completion results in the meal being free, along with a t-shirt and a place on the restaurant's wall of fame. And as Dave's going to find out, a colostomy. I mean, rotary.
Colostomy.
Yeah. This is one of many out there.
That's not what he's getting.
We'll try and bring you
no
one.
No camera involved.
We'll try and bring you one each week. So for all us fat truckers, what's your go-to snack to carry in a truck with you? Something you can't do without.
Go-to snack.
What's your one that you can reach right down the bot by the seat or behind you? It's right there. I know you got something. Everybody does. Whether it's pretzels, chips, sunflower seeds, I mean,
I was in Sam's Club last week, and they had those little kids snack things of like the gummy worms, the little bags of them. And
Gushers or something
you pass them out at the baseball game. Yeah. I bought the box of them, and I had them next. And after I ate about 3 days, I'm like, I got to get these out of the damn truck.
I'll hide your sugar go.
Well, I got the sugar free ones.
I know you got something to snack on.
Oh, yeah. I think as we speak, I've got a bag of root beer barrels.
We talked about this.
I know it's all candy. What do you guys talk about? That's not snacks.
Well,
it is to a fat trucker.
I've got a lot of rice pudding. A lot
so
of hard-boiled eggs.
For your snack.
So, yeah.
I get my, when you're driving, not when we pull over.
You know, there's not a lot that I'm just,
what
I like
you,
food with
what
dignity.
What are you eating with your coffee? Because you drink coffee all friggin' day.
Yeah.
What are you eating with your coffee? Cookies or anything?
Peanut butter and jelly M&Ms.
What? They make peanut butter and jelly? That's just
peanut butter and jelly M&Ms, yep.
You're one up on the girl there.
What is that?
Well,
they don't make M&Ms.
2 weeks
they
ago,
do.
I found this snack at Meijer's, and they were the old Hostess fruit pies. Well, they were half fruit pies, little dinky ones cut in there, and I bought them six. Ones. I bought them.
He's like the same as eating two, you know.
Well, I only ate one with my coffee, and I thought, let's try that. Well,
that's about like them Dunkin' sticks with donuts and stuff.
Yeah. Well, this week. I looked at them and go, well, I really didn't care for them because to me, they put too much of that caramel on them. So I bought, they had these little, they were called coffee cakes, little half coffee cake. So that's what I bought this week. I'm going to try in my morning with my scrambled eggs.
I believe I could eat that steak right now.
I know. I'm staring at that too,
man.
But I don't get well, the 72. Thing is,
they
I
take
get the
one
eight
and
ounce.
They fillet it in half. Is what it is.
Yeah.
They don't open it up, but yeah.
I believe I could.
What happens if you eat everything on that bite and you can't get that last shrimp down?
Oh, you well, you about to pay for that meal.
You got
to
go in one end of the other day.
You better get that last shrimp. You better do that noise you did. What was it? Suck it in.
No, but I'm looking at this, and I think I could do this.
You think you could
right
do that
now?
72?
Yes, I think I could do that right now,
well,
this moment.
I don't know. You eat peanut butter jelly M&Ms. I don't know about 7 that.
7-pound breakfast burrito at another place. We'll get to that one, though.
Oh,
yeah, then you guys eat chips when you drive?
No,
far as
not really.
In the day,
no chips.
We used to haul for a pretzels company. But we have free cheese puffs and pretzels galore.
Working pretzels up there. Yeah,
yeah.
I haven't bought potato chips. The last thing I bought was back a year ago when we were in Mississippi. I stopped at the Dollar General.
Where you
that's
buy
right.
cakes and pies.
Well, I backed up to the Dollar General and I went in there and they had them half cans of Pringles. So I bought. The sour cream.
What is with all this half can, half pie, well, half...
He's on a diet.
It's kind of like...
I don't see these things.
It's kind of like buying Marlboro Lights. You, in your mind, you're going, I'm not going to die of cancer. I'm only going to eat half as much. Come on.
Yeah, right, it's, right.
Everybody I know that's died of cancer smoked light cigarettes. Yeah, every one of them.
Stick to the Pall Mall non-filters. Come on.
Yeah. You might as well.
Marlboro full filter reds.
Hey, Bill, I don't know what you're talking about.
No shit. Yeah, there it is.
We got
I snuck on Funyuns, barbecue twists, potato chips, peanuts, nuts, those nuts,
right
jerky
here.
Sticks,
do
beef
you get
sticks.
Those
better made barbecue potato sticks.
I have a bag with like a variety of snacks.
What's those little round ones that look like cones called?
Need to go to Ollie's.
Oh,
one of the Ollie's. And they got Shaquille O'Neal sour gummies. And I don't know what it is, but I'm addicted to them things.
What are those called? Bugles?
Bugles, that's it.
Yeah, I get those too. Put them on my fingers. Yeah.
Like, you got five little kids.
I start popping them off. People passing me, wondering what the heck.
Heard about the guy that went to the doctor. And he was sitting there in the doctor's office. He goes, Doc, I need some help. He says, my manhood downstairs changing color on me, and I don't know why.
Right. Oh, Lord. We are not telling Cheetos.
We all know this one.
Cheeto commercial.
It's a good Cheeto commercial.
Not the watching porn eating Cheetos.
You're like, give me $10,000? Close. Anyway. I made something that was really delicious this week. It was called Shepherd's Pie.
There's lots of ways
to make it.
Well, that's what
but
we're
I'll
getting ready
a quick
to have.
Quick once over. If it sounds good to you, you can
swipe to the right. Swipe.
I'll leave my recipe in the show notes so you can try it.
We need to do that. We need an app to swipe to the right for this meal, swipe to the right for that meal.
Well, the show notes are up right now.
Do you like me?
Yeah.
3ftpodcast.org/show notes.
A recipe up here for shepherd's pie. The way I make it, you can make it any way you want. But
well, of course we
I
can.
Had
you
it Monday,
give us permission.
And it was so good, I'm making it again tomorrow.
Right, Dave.
So
rattle it off there, Steve. Look, he put directions in the bottom.
Shredded beef. Lost me at that. You
it's,
don't
it's
make
something really
shepherd's
simple
pie
for hamburger.
Oh, good.
Hamburger, some veggies, and a thicker gravy topped with mashed potatoes and cheese baked. All sorts of flavor, sort of a comfort food. But I have the recipe for you here, what's in it, and how to throw it together is not that hard, but it has all sorts of flavor. So
is that
try it
throwing
out.
It or pitching it?
How, are you going to tell us real quick how you do it? Like
you said you throw
we
it together.
Look on the, that way I we can get them to go to the page.
Well, I want to tell you how I make mine then.
How you take
that's
it?
What, that's what we want you to do.
Well, I thought I was going to hear his, and I was going to be like, yeah.
Leave it, Danny.
Okay, recipe for shepherd's pie. My goodness. 2 pounds of hamburger, which I use a 50-50 blend that our store down here has, which is pork and beef. 8 ounces of frozen peas and carrots, 8 ounces of corn, 32 ounces of beef broth, package of brown gravy mix, 2 packets of beef stew mix, 3 tablespoons of flour. You can use real mashed potatoes or buy them in a box. See, however you want to make them.
No, you can't. You got to use real people.
But once you make them, you need to put one egg in them and mix it in real good, and it'll help them stiffen up when they bake.
I just played with
the shredded cheese. Here we go. Brown the hamburger, drain the grease. Add half of the broth with seasoning packets and stir, 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 stir.
Oh, stir in the veggies. Us, like, all the
add flour a little at a time to thicken it up. Maybe some more broth.
Like a rouge? You're making a rouge there?
A little bit. You want to thicken it up.
Bougie.
Once you get it thickened up, 13x9 dish sprayed cooking spray. Add a layer of mashed potatoes on top. Sprinkle with cheese. Bake 350, 20 to 25 minutes. Let cool 15 minutes before serving. Enjoy.
Okay, Malia, rattle off yours.
Let's see yours. Show them to us.
How I cook mine?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't write it all down like that. I brought my burger with onion. Nah, I don't. Yeah. I don't measure either. I brought my burger.
Oh, I forgot to put the onion on here.
Onion.
I knew I got
salt and pepper. Clearly, I drained the ground beef. You know, and I usually buy the 80-20. You know.
Well, says 2 pounds of hamburger, and it should be 1 pound of hamburger, 1 pound of sausage.
Well, most people ain't gonna find it like that.
Yeah. And then I actually add cream of mushroom soup to mine, a little bit of milk to mix it a little bit more, and a little bit of cream of celery.
Ooh,
and I add string green beans to it, mix all that up, put sliced cheese, like Kraft cheese or whatever you like that.
Yeah.
And then mashed potatoes on top. I bake it for a little while, then I pull it back out and I throw cheese on top. I don't like my cheese getting burnt, so I like it baking for a while till it's bubbling on the sides. And then I pull it out. I'm like, I'm bubbling on my sides. And I pull it out, throw the cheese on top, slice cheese, put it back in until it's nice and melted. You know, it's got that nice melted look now, on it.
Either
then
one
I pull
of
it
you,
out, and e- we are good to go. Bread and butter.
Either one of you guys put a little mashed potatoes on the bottom, then put your mix in, and then put mashed potatoes on the top. That way you get that little crunch and that little fried, like me and Bill were talking about earlier this week, the fried potato pancakes. Get that little crunch on
the
bottom. Oh, man, that is some good stuff there.
So, nope, I've never done that.
I seen a hack this week. It was sort of, I'm going to try. They put wax paper in an air fryer, poured pancake batter, wax paper, pancake batter, boom, 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 layered it, baked them, no flipping, come out perfect pancakes.
Really?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Hmm. Like, some of those do work. I've tried some of those things I've seen.
I'm afraid to try some of them because of the mess. I'm like, if it don't work, I don't want to clean that up.
That is the point.
I'm being honest.
That is your job.
The woman's
why
job
I like
to clean
it at home. It's like,
I don't want to clean that stuff up here. I do that all day.
No one's paying me $50 for that.
Well, she actually stole one of my old recipes where I would take smoked sausage, slice it all up, and then put it in the pan, then pour about halfway up on the pan, fill it up with orange juice, and just render it until there's no juice left. Just keep cooking it till there's no juice left. And that changes that sausage. Oh, my God, is that ever good doing that?
Well, that skinless smoked sausage that you can get, the big two, look at guys. The big one that comes like that with two next to each other.
Yep.
Bill, he's like in a daze.
I like those.
I was watching how big you were.
You almost had it.
Exaggerating.
You almost had it there.
Cut them in half. Fry them
well,
up.
Dave doesn't like the skinless kind of sausage.
I don't
like
know. I'm the skin type. I can still get the air grease.
I can go either way.
I sent your stalker a message and he never answered me. So I said, "Where you at, Sprinkle Tits?"
Who's that?
Boy, we show a lot of love to our fans. We just bad mouth from top to bottom.
He's a good guy,
Mr. Canada.
Well, that's just
Australian guys.
How cool is your room in there, Malia? Are you putting off any Mountain Dew?
No, I got a fan. No.
I see the curtain moving. Something's blowing in there.
I might get swamped.
The dog's laying there just with the tail.
Yeah, swamp titty or whatever, but I don't
swamp
do the
titty.
South region area. hey,
maybe we can make some three fat trucker airport sweat pads.
If I got stuck at the airport,
I think we can make some three fat trucker medicated powder.
Well, that don't get you through TA. You got to have a little pad to soak that moisture up.
We need to be there to demonstrate this, to properly demonstrate the product. We need to be there.
Then we can sell them as air fresheners.
Is when you say demonstrate a product on Facebook, on the reels, there's somebody trying to sell some mirror that hooks to your toilet lid so you can see yourself wiping your ass.
Why would you want to do that?
So you get clean.
I think I would need like a series of six or seven mirrors.
Showing how this works, and it's like a cartoon.
People crack me up. And I'm like,
it's sort of weird.
Well.
And we wonder why.
Our old buddy Craig.
There's problems in society.
Name may not be right. Bought a debate. No, what I'm saying it wrong. What's the thing that worse the bottoms?
Is this a haiku?
A haiku. Worse is the backside, as Crocodile Dundee says. The only problem is you got to dry off after that. It's like,
no, you
seriously?
Don't.
You don't have to?
No,
you
no.
You
were
really
in Germany.
No.
No, that was the French that had the bidets.
And
that
air dryer that goes behind it.
Well, on that bombshell.
Let's wrap her up.
That's our show, kids. And
I wonder what kind of title we'll have for this.
I got nothing.
Well, I will say this one's much better than the last one we put. We sat around in our nakedness today and worked on this one. Their boobs hanging out. Well, half of us did.
Swamp crotch. That's what you can call this one.
Swamp crotch. Done.
Yeah, oh, look.
All right, kids.
You're getting a selfie out of the way early.
Yeah. Okay, kids.
Hey, be sure to mention the West Virginia Truck Show. You want me to go over it real quick? ATHC, Community Roads of West Virginia, the 6th Annual Truck Show, August 16th, 2025, from 9 to 10. We're going to be down there. We're going to see the boys again. Steve and Malia went to it last year, but we're going to try making it down there, all of us doing the show down there. If you get a chance, stop and check us out. And also this weekend, we're going to be up there at the Homecoming for International Harvesters Truck Show in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So stop by and see us. Say hi. And we lost Steve.
Uh-oh.
He'll pop right back.
Wrap it up, Bill.
All right. Well, let us know what you think. If you've got any recipes for shepherd's pie or whatever, any kind of recipes, share them with us. Show at 3FTpodcast.org.
Now, tell us if mine sounded better or Steve sounded better.
Yeah, there you go. We all know the answer to that. Yeah, but you're on Team Malia or Team Steve?
Team Steve, Mr. Pineapple.
All right, kids. We'll be back next week. Until then, I'm Bill.
And this is your old buddy Dave, wondering where Steve fell off.
Something happened to Steve.
I think he hit something. He was doing something and then he just blew.
He was taking a picture of himself. Yeah, hey, guys, have a good week. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, we'll see you. Leah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.